Burlington First Night is one of the longest-running of the non-alcoholic, family-oriented New Year's Eve festivals in the nation. This year, over 90 performing groups will be in venues around the city's downtown. Executive Director Jen Kroll says they would not be as successful without the support of the community.
The city of Burlington really comes out for First Night, and without their support, I don't think we would have been able to grow the event as much as we have. And we have been growing, which is really incredible, you know, in the midst of other First Nights not happening this year, including one that's very close to us, First Night Montpelier. It's really incredible for us to look and say, wow, you know, we had 1,000 more people come last year than the year before. That's incredible. I think it's a testament to the city of Burlington and the community. It's very supportive of the arts. And I don't think we could do it without them.
Jen Kroll says First Night will offer a mix of local, regional, and professional artists.
We're really lucky to have some perennial favorites, but we really work hard to schedule about a third of our programming being brand new every year. Some of the highlights for First Night for a lot of people are Circus Marcus, and they write their entire show brand new for us. Burlington Taiko. It's just such an incredible display of the Japanese drummings, but just the actual physicality of their performance is really fantastic. Some new performers to First Night, we have some amazing English folk singers, Tony Barron and John Roberts. A lot of just really great local performers.
In smaller cities and villages, First Night either thrives or withers. In the Adirondacks, Saranac Lake is celebrating its 7th First Night this year. Chair Sue Patterson says it has grown to embrace all of their limited venues.
I think it's become a cornerstone of the community. We now have been around long enough that we actually have performers and musicians that ask to come to First Night. We do try and showcase local artists as much as possible. One of the things we did this year is we decided we would have all new acts. We have everything from a storyteller, we have poetry readings, we have African drumming and dancing, we have American roots music, we have a Celtic rock band, we have a comedian, we have rap this year, that's sort of new for us. We do have things for kids, all kinds of stuff, so a big array of different kind of artists.
In Montpelier, there will be no official First Night. Montpelier Alive, a.k.a. the Downtown Community Association's executive director, Paivon Lukumhan, says there will be a new winter festival in February.
First Night in Montpelier is not going to be happening, especially the way that folks are used to for the past 18 years. So there's no buttons. There's not going to be a wide variety of venues and acts to choose from. So what we tried to do this year was to aggregate a lot of what was already going to be happening that were independent, and we're promoting that.
Why are you changing it or not affiliating with the First Night moniker?
We really needed to put more emphasis into marketing Montpelier, which is definitely a tourist destination. We definitely needed to put more emphasis into business support. We felt that the cultural event in Montpelier year-round was able to take care of itself, and so it's just a re-priority shift.
Links for information on the First Night celebrations are available on our website, wamc.org. I'm Pat Brantley, WAMC News.